We've been playing for an entire week. We have not stopped playing this game since last you left us. Anyways,
we won.
All right, let's jump right in. I'm Michael Dismuke. I'm a freelance writer for Star Trek Adventures, a lead writer on Captain's Log, a blogger on Continuing Missions, which is the number one fan site for Star Trek Adventures and every related product from it. And of course, this show is not a show without Jim Johnson.
Hey everybody, Jim Johnson. I'm the project manager and line editor for the Star Trek Adventures RPG and the Captain's Log solo RPG, both published by Modiphius Entertainment. I'm co-host on this year's show with Michael, lo these many hundred plus episodes, and we're just going to jump right into it. We did the first two phases last week. No, not phases,
campaign turns.
Mm-hmm. Campaign turns last week. We're going to do the next two campaign turns tonight, and we're going to start off with a little bit of housekeeping, and then we're just going to start cranking right on into it. So if you haven't watched the first part yet, go back, watch that, and see how we got to where we are, and then watch this one as we continue on.
Yeah, and we'll give you a little preview. Next week, what we're going to do is show you another option in the Federation Klingon War tactical campaign. And instead of running a fifth campaign turn, we are actually going to play a collaborative mission, which is one of the options in the game. We're going to show you how to do that and how to apply those points to your campaign. So where we left off last time, we were at campaign turn 3. Our pace was set back at 5. Last time we had pace 6, but we succeeded. And so we got set back to 5. We're currently at 4 progression points. And as a reminder, some housekeeping last time, we had an asset, Federation agents. And again, hopefully you're watching this on YouTube so you can see all the cards and stuff we're pulling up and all my notes. We had this Federation agent asset resource, which we used. And so that means it's spent. We didn't save it. We didn't have any progression points in order to save it or momentum to save it at the end of the turn. So it's no longer an asset we can use. Mm-hmm. However, starting at campaign turn 3, and the pace of 5, we divide by 2 in order to determine how many assets we get to roll at the beginning of this round. So that means we get 2 assets. You round down, you don't round up. All right. So Jim, with that said, before we start rolling our points of interest in our events, let's see what 2 new assets we're adding to our.
All right. 2 new assets. The first asset is a resource.
Yes.
And it is a unexpected local hero.
Unexpected local hero. Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and get the card.
There's a note that says you may prevent a loss roll to a character asset at the same point of interest.
Yeah.
Go hero.
Wait, so what did you just read?
There's a little note under unexpected local hero that says you may prevent a loss roll to a character asset at the same point of interest. So if there's more than one character here, the hero may take the bullet instead of the other one.
So let me now, I'm going to put that into our asset notes.
Yep.
And in here I have asset name, and this is unexpected local hero. Let's move this over and make room for these notes for a second. Okay.
Okay.
Local hero. And I'll add the note here so that we remember. I don't want to forget.
Yep.
That we have this as an option. Okay, cool. You may prevent a loss roll to a character asset at the same point of interest. Oh, really important to pair them with somebody on a more riskier mission. Okay, cool. One more asset.
All right, the second asset is a ship, and it is the USS Thunderbird.
Okay.
Walker class.
Let's grab my...
And it has advanced sensors. The difficulty of science problems is reduced by 1 to a minimum of 1.
Very good. And as a reminder to everybody, where I'm getting these cards from, they're all available on Continuing Mission, courtesy of Al Spader, who was the lead writer on the campaign that we're playing right now. So
thank you, Al.
Yeah, thank you, Al, for this. Definitely making life easier. And it has advanced sensors that says the difficulty of science problems is reduced by 1 to a minimum of 1. Very cool. Very cool ship to have in our collection now.
Indeed.
All right. Here comes the favorite part. Now, Jim, do me a favor. Don't roll too many tactical issues this week. Last week an abomination stressing me out. We did well, but still.
We're in a war. Come on. Okay.
So let's go ahead. We move on to rolling the points of interest.
All right. We're rolling 5 points of interest. The first one is going to be, oh, here you go, Michael. The dice heard you. Is going to be unknown.
Oh, cool. All right.
And it is. Oh, I rolled a 20 and a 20. So this is going to be a world is paralyzed by an intense doctrinal dispute.
Wow. So, just like Earth.
Social two.
Okay.
So all right. Next point of interest is tactical. So couldn't do all of them, but tactical is reports indicate frequent enemy patrols in the system. Military two, urgency one.
Yeah, we're gonna have to handle that one. That's for sure.
That's all right. Styles will kill it.
He's been doing
well. Styles is acing it here.
I think Styles is our favorite so far.
Yeah, 14. Next one's gonna be exploration.
Yes.
And it is a Federation warship unexpectedly self-destructs. Science two, military three.
Oh man, that's not good. What's going on there? Someone's testing out a spore drive.
I don't know.
All right. So science two or military three. So everyone knows that's always an or. Okay.
Next one's also unknown.
Yes. This is a good roll. This is a good phase.
And we've got 18 that time. This is a Rex. Oh, we had this one before. Do we want to use it again or do we want to go to something different?
I don't mind. If I was, and the good question, I want to say if you do roll something again, if you're doing something narratively, if I had something happen like this a second time, I would weave it into my narration. Like, okay, this isn't a coincidence. There's a pattern or a story arc going here.
Okay.
That's how I would use it.
Okay.
In mind. So
this is a unknown number 18 again, a wrecked starship turns out to be an enemy military vessel in disguise, military two. Mm-hmm. So maybe the Klingon said, oh, it didn't work the first time. Let's try again.
Yeah. Or maybe we're capturing, you know, multiple trying the same, you know, our hackles are up and we see this is one of their tactics during the war.
All right. And then last one is routine.
Yes. Good rules.
And this it is an 11, which is patrol mission in contested space, military two. There's a note that says if this has failed, increase the urgency of a military problem at any point of interest by plus one next turn.
Okay, so then we would select it that time.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well,
this doesn't look so bad.
This is doable. Now, what we do need to do is assign assets, and we're not going to forget. We have to remember to roll an event after we assign assets on one of these randomly. Okay. Yep. All right. So now we already said anything with an urgency we put at the top.
Yep. And there's only one with urgency.
Okay.
So that's a military two. So I'm thinking. Let's see, social science. Now that number three that says science two, military three, we get an option on those, right?
We do get an option. So make our lives easier. I say make it a science two, right?
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, in that case, then. And number five is a military two as well, because I want Styles to go to one of these. I think we should send Styles to number one, maybe on one of the ships, like the. What's the one in the lower right corner?
Let's take a look. So
I can't see your cards. Wait, very well.
We're starting at the top, right? I'll blow it up. So we're choosing Styles because of his high military.
Yep. 15, and because he can reroll.
Yeah. Plus any ship he goes with can now consider any one of their personal power as primary. So that's his superpower with that real quick. So we're going to take Styles. And you want to assign a ship that has military? Let's take a look. The Negrelius is science.
Yeah.
Right? We have the Thunderbird. Let's take a look at what Thunderbird's.
Words, I think Thunderbird, I think, is science heavy too.
It's science heavy. Yeah, we'll want to send that to
how about,
science.
How about the one in the upper right? The
Wallaby?
Wallaby, yeah.
Yep. Let's take a look at what it can do. Military 10-4, yeah.
Yeah, let's send Styles and the Wallaby again.
Okay, so we're gonna do Styles and Wallaby. That's cool. All right. Right here, remember we said this one with the science, the Thunderbird, it has advanced sensors, so the difficulty of science problems is reduced by one to a minimum of one. And we have this problem that we were looking at, number four, which is exploration.
Yep.
Which would knock that down to science one.
Yep.
So I should go ahead and put it that there, and we'll assign the wallaby. And they can go by themselves on that, right?
Yep.
Should we put this higher up on rank to happen so we can generate momentum maybe?
Sure.
I like getting that momentum if possible.
And what's that? What's the agent on the right hand side? What's their strengths?
The unexpected local hero. Military, personal, and social.
Military and personal. Okay.
And they have a power that, again, if we lose, we may prevent a loss roll to a character asset at the same point of interest.
So okay.
That happens. So now we're going, let's start with the social 2-1. We know we have ever loving Administrator Hedford who has social 12-2.
Yep.
Does that sound like who you want to assign?
I think we should do that.
Okay. So let me go ahead and put.
Now, Michael, do we have to assign every asset to an admission?
In fact, when it comes to resource assets, I save them sometimes because once you spend them, you don't get to use them twice. However, since you can use ships and characters twice, I try to assign them just so I can get momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Yep. So far, I just want to be clear. We have Styles and Wallaby together. So I'm going to put them together here just so we see it. We got, I meant to put the Thunderbird on this one. This is Thunderbird on the science one. So the Thunderbird has been assigned. So I'll move them out of this way here. We've got Hedford assigned. So I'll move her out of the thing. All right. So we currently have the Hiawatha available. We have the Negrelli available, which is high on science.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're doing really good here. We have a lot of good options. So why don't we look at the one? We have a military too. A wrecked starship turns out to be an enemy military vessel in disguise. Should we go ahead and assign? Let's see, who's high on military? They don't have to be high on military, but we have Cornwell
and the ship.
Yeah, Cornwell and the Negrelli.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. So we'll do Cornwell.
Then for the last one, what do you think? Fox and the Hiawatha?
We got Fox and the Hiawatha. Yep, that sounds perfect.
And then that'll just... Well, I guess that means we don't use the agents and then we don't get them back.
Well, no. Because we haven't used it, they go to the next
round. We haven't used them, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, you're good. Yeah. Okay, cool. So this is all looking pretty well. All right.
Now we have to pick an event.
That's right. Randomly. So one through five is what you're.
So 1 to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So event number 3, or I'm sorry, point of interest number 3 is going to get the event.
Okay. So let's see what that's going to be.
And it's going to be a opportunity for promotion. Number 4, if a character asset is committed here, and the mission succeeds, increase one power rating of choice by +1. So it could be Hedford if they're successful.
Yep. So we'll see.
All right. I like it.
A character asset is committed here and that mission succeeds, increase the power rating of choice by 1. Perfect. Looking good. Okay. So we're at the top now, starting resolving conflicts. We got Styles and we got the Wallaby. And this is a military with an urgency of 1. So we have his leading is 13-2, so 15. 2d20 on that.
Oops, I was missing it. I'm sorry. Target number is 15.
Uh-huh.
I'm rolling 2d20. I rolled a 3 and a 4. So 2 successes.
Nice. Very good. 2 successes. And now we have military.
And this is the ship assisting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ship rolled a 4, so that creates a momentum.
Wow, that's really good.
Success with momentum.
Yep. I'll take it. Okay.
All right. Thunderbird.
I'm having a brain fart for a second. We rolled 3s and 4s. Does that give us anything or no?
We don't
have focus doubles like that. No, that's right. Not this game. Okay, just making sure. I get mixed up all our games. So. All right. So now we move on to Thunderbird. It has to roll only a 1 because it has that science bonus here. So
that's right.
13-3 is 16.
16 needs one success. Here we go. A 1 and a 13. So that's a success with momentum.
Yes. We now have 2 momentum in the bank. Let's try to build up our momentum as much as possible to see how we can use it at the end, if possible, right?
Definitely.
So we currently have, so I'll put here that we currently have 2 momentum total now.
Yeah.
All right. Hedford. We all love Hedford. Hedford is doing this social one by herself. She has 12 and 2 equaling 14. So she gets a reroll if necessary.
Okay.
We have this wonderful event. If she's successful, we get to give her a good 14. Asset.
All right. I rolled an 11 and a 6. So that's 2 successes. Success. Good to go.
Very good. So what's important again about this one with this success is we now get to move this note over.
Yep.
So we'll say, I'm going to do this right now so I don't forget in the future. So we're going to go paste that. This now applies to Hedford. And we can pick afterwards what we want to apply that to, right?
Yep, sounds good.
So we'll see increase 1 power rating by choice. Okay, we'll get to that later. All right, we're on to Cornwell. This is a military campaign. Cornwell is a military 11 and 2, which is 13, but let's see what the Negrelli is when it comes to stats. Negrelli is 11 and 3, which is 14. Oh, that's higher.
Mm-hmm.
So we should roll the Negrelli first, right? So
Negrelli taking the lead, Cornwell assisting?
Yep.
All right, so you said 11-3, so that's a 14 target number. I need 2 successes.
Correct.
I rolled a 5 and a 2, so that's 2 successes. Perfect. And then Cornwell rolled a 16. That's not enough to help, so call it 2 successes.
Okay, cool. Still a success, though. We'll take that. We're still hovering with 2 momentum, by the way.
Awesome.
Which is really cool.
All right, last one. Fox in the...
All right, Fox in Hiawatha. So this one's military. His military is, let me bring it to the front, is 10 and 2. And the Hiawatha's military is 7 and 1. Sorry, that's why it's a medical ship. There you go. Dapota. Okay, so we need 2. Do you think we should spend a momentum on this?
Yeah, we should spend a momentum here. Yeah.
You think so? Even with 3 dice? Yeah.
Spend 1. Yeah.
Okay. So
all right. So what's Fox's target number?
Military 10 and 2. So 12.
12. Okay. And we're looking for 2 successes.
Yep.
11, 19, and 4. So that is in fact 2 successes. And then I've got a roll for the ship. The ship rolled a 13. So no help there. So call it 2 successes.
Okay, cool. So we have success. Enough. All right. And so this is much nicer than when I played by myself, Jim. You're getting much better rolls than I did. So we walk away with 1 momentum.
Yep. And then we've got plus 3 progression because of that exploration mission.
Exactly. So what we'll do is, hold on. We still have to do, let me look. Yeah. So plus 3. So we're currently at which ends us with plus 7 progression.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have to remember that we're going to roll on the progression table eventually here. Yep. Let's keep doing the housekeeping.
We have 1 momentum unused at the turn, so we could go ahead and gain a progression point for that too. Yep. Right? Plus 1 mom. So it equals 8.
Now that makes the momentum go away, doesn't it? If we turn it into a progression point,
correct? Or do you want to hold on to it?
So do we want to hold on to the momentum, or do we want to turn it into progression?
Let's bank
that question.
Banking it. Yeah, let's bank it. We might need it, right?
Yep, sounds good.
So we're gonna say what I'm gonna do is duplicate a slide real quick. So I want to say, 1 momentum banked. So I don't forget. I'll put it right after here, actually. Okay. Go back up here. All right, so let's roll on the progression table then. That will leave us after we spend five on this to progression.
Yep.
For the next one. So let's go ahead first, roll on the progression and see what happens.
Okay, and progression is on page 89. Mm-hmm. And I rolled a 13, which is new ship commissioned, gain a random ship asset.
Ooh, nice.
Let
me
paste. I'll go back to the ship asset table here. I'm going to roll. We just picked up the USS San Juan Daedalus class.
Oh, I love Daedalus. Did I ever tell you that? I know people.
It has an advanced sick bay. Really? So it's another good medical ship right there with the Hiawatha.
Let's take a look at what other benefits it has real quick. I'll just go ahead and paste it here. Oops. Come on.
Oh, nice. So the special rule is advanced sick bay. If a character would be seriously injured, they are instead treated as though nothing happened.
That works.
So that's a nice rescue card there.
Yeah. And I want to remind everyone now, we keep our unexpected local hero because we didn't use it at all.
Nice.
Last time. So we keep that unexpected local hero. And now we add Daedalus. We've been very fortunate so far. I was losing ships and characters all over the place.
Oh, no.
Before. So.
Before we continue on, remember, we have to give Hedford her buff.
Oh, that's right. So let me expand her card here, and we can decide which one we want to give a plus one to.
So see, it says increase one power rating of choice by one.
Oh.
Personal science, medical, military.
You know, she's our only, no, she's not our only social. We actually have a lot of people on social. Mm-hmm. Should we up on medical? We don't have anybody who's medical.
Well, she's already at a 12 though.
Yeah, but, it would be, yeah, how you bump it is the power goes up by one. So this would become 15 as opposed to 14.
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah.
So we'd have a high medical, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and put increase medical rating of choice by one. Okay. Because since we don't have a doctor really in the game yet. All right. So this is campaign turn four. The pace will still be five. I'm deleting all this information. We're at two progression, have one momentum in the bank.
All right.
So we are at the point again of rolling two additional assets.
All right. Two new assets. The first one is a resource, and it is a cunning ploy.
Cunning ploy. Let's see.
I like it.
I'm looking. Which character is cunning ploy? I have to get. Oh, this is interesting. This is. I love the pictures that Al selected for these.
Uh-huh.
This seems like seems like a James Kirk maneuver. Watch this. Oh, what's going on here? Copy image. See, people, I'm not perfect. There it is. So look at that.
Nice.
Military, personnel, and science. So it seems like a Jim Kirk maneuver if I've ever heard of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's doing, but he's doing something. So we'll put that up there.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay, and then the second asset was also a resource, and it is number 8, Secret Operations Team.
Oh, I love that. Who doesn't like Secret Operations Teams? Yeah, go. You take a look at this card, what it looks like. Do these have any bonuses? No, nope. Special notes, right?
No notes.
Okay, that's cool. We're doing really good with assets. I love that costume.
Yeah. You only see it once, but it's pretty cool. Yeah,
so cool.
Those funky helmets.
I know, but you know, they were necessary for various reasons. They're telepathy proof. So what are you going to do?
All right. Well, we got a wealth of assets here.
Oh, that was all three, right? Oh, yeah. Wait, no. We have one more. The Daedalus, remember, was a bonus as an escalate, as a.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So we have one more to roll.
No, we had progression. We had pace five, right? So it's two new assets.
Oh, you're right. We don't have three.
We got the Daedalus for free at the end of the last one.
You're right.
And now we just rolled two new ones.
That worked out well. So now we're at points of interest again.
Yep. So now we'll switch over to page 80, and we're gonna start generating our 5 points of interest. So here we go.
I really liked how you did it last time. Can you do that again?
So, well, unfortunately, number one's a tactical threat, and that is going to be a secret research site is testing illegal weapons. Personal one, urgency two.
And what number is that again, please?
Number three.
Thanks. You got to call it out so I can kind of paste it.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
That's why I'm doing it. Okay. Urgency two.
Okay. This will make you happy. Next one is exploration.
Okay, good.
And it is the asteroids of a particular planetary system have begun moving in a unique pattern. Science two.
All right. Number 12.
Number 12. Yep.
I was quick enough on that one. All right. People love when you call out dice rolls. They just really do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So seven season. Next one's going to be routine. Routine 13. You're a great dice roller. Routine 13, Transport Federation official, social one.
Easy peasy. You know what? With all these assets too, this is one of those ones where we could really stack in some momentum if we do that one first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to do that first.
That's next good. Is going to be this must be unknown. Unknown 13. Unexpected meteor storm.
Cool.
Science two.
I take back what I said. You're an excellent dice roller. Okay,
and now last,
our fifth one.
Last one is a 13. So this is exploration again.
Oh, cool.
And this is going to be, 20 on exploration is a starbase has gone radio silent.
Oh, no. We can't lose another starbase.
Personal three.
Admiral Johnson, they'll hate us. we definitely need to keep that last so we can apply momentum to it if we have to.
There you go.
But should we try this time to go easiest first and see how much momentum we can stack?
Sure. Let's play around with it.
Okay. So I think it's in order by just happenstance.
Okay.
Okay. That works. Okay. So now we need to assign all the assets we want. We have a lot of great assets here.
Yeah.
Oh, so we have so many people who are high on social, the highest being Ambassador Fox with 17.
Yeah, I definitely send him.
Right.
And then resources help him?
But if we spend a resource, we lose it.
We lose it. Okay. Well, why don't we send Fox on one of the medical ships, like the Hiawatha, maybe?
Yeah, let's see. The Hiawatha is a 12. Yeah. On social, right? This is a social one.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that one. So we'll go ahead and take Fox over here. So Fox and Hiawatha. Well, the name of the ship is actually what? Let me look. Doves. Okay. Fox and Doves. We got them ready to go. Okay,
and then the secret research site is testing. So personal one, urgency two.
So personnel. Who's high on personnel?
Maybe Hedford, maybe Cornwell.
Let's take a look. Yeah, personnel. We got 14 with Styles. That's not that high. Person. Well, she's actually, look at that. Hedford's only a 10.
Okay.
Right.
Hello, Cornwell.
Cornwell. Let's take a look at Cornwell. Cornwell is 14. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, let's send Cornwell.
Okay, so we'll do Cornwell with
and one of the ships that are effectively helping her.
Okay, so let's take a look. Cornwell. And let's take a look at the Thunderbird on. It's a 14-2 on personal.
Yeah, but the Thunderbird's going to be good for that science mission.
Yeah, you're right.
One of the science missions.
Let's take a look at this one. And they're 12, the Negrelli.
The Negrelli, okay.
Is 12. And let's look at our new Daedalus class. 12 also. Should we send her out on the new Daedalus class?
Let's put her on the Daedalus, yeah.
Yeah, it's our new toy. Why not? And what's it called? The San Juan?
Yeah.
If I was writing this into like a comic book series, I could. All these ships flying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, cool. We have a lot of choices left. Exploration. So
send one of the science ships on the exploration one.
Okay. We'll send, by sending the Thunderbird, we knock this down to science one.
Nice.
So we definitely should send the Thunderbird and send somebody with them. You could send two ships on stuff too, you know? That nothing stops you from sending two ships.
Okay.
So you know.
I think that. I want the wallaby to go on mission 4.
Okay, so the wallaby will go on mission 4. It definitely needs somebody to back it up. Mm-hmm. So wallaby and what else? Maybe Styles. Let's take a look.
Oh, he's got a personal skill though, doesn't he?
He what?
Is it? How's his personal?
May choose to treat their personal. This is science, right?
Yeah, but I'm thinking we should send Styles to the last one.
Correct. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I agree with that for sure. In fact, we're going to have to send two people to that one as personal. He has 14. This has 14 too.
Mm-hmm.
But you already signed the wallaby. So how about the wallaby and the Negrelli go to the unexpected meteor storm?
Okay.
Right?
We can that works. That.
So let's do Wallaby and Negrelli to show how two ships can be used going somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then we'll take, we could take Styles along with Hedford.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that sounds good.
And that's 10. So we'll see. Ooh, I think we're definitely going to need some momentum on that one at the end. So let's do Styles and Hedford on that last one. Okay, so everyone's assigned, which means we need to roll an event. So roll randomly 1 through 5.
Yep. So I rolled a 15. So this is going to be point of interest number 4.
Okay, so let's see what happens.
All right, and it is a 15, which is an enemy captain wishes to defect.
Ooh.
Wow. This you is may carry four. Out an optional personal 2 challenge before or after the mission. If it succeeds, gain 3 progression points. If you have any character assets that were not committed this turn, they may be committed now to handle this. Oh man, I think we committed everybody, didn't we?
Wait, hold on. So let me go back and look at this one more time.
Dang it.
Hold on. So Wallaby. So if it's you may carry out an optional personal 2 challenge before or after the mission. If it succeeds, gain 3 progression points. If you have any character assets that were not committed to this turn, they may be committed now. Oh, man. But it's okay. We still get to try it, right?
We don't have anybody to assign to it, though. I think we've committed all of our ships and characters.
Man, that's good to know. Remember you were asking me before, like, is it worth assigning everyone? It seems like we should always have a straggler ship or character.
Always hold somebody back. Yeah.
Oh, live and learn. Live and learn. Okay. Well, with that said, let's go ahead and get to rolling then, I guess, at this point. So
hit me with the first one.
Yep. So this is going to be Fox, Admiral Fox. So this is social, and his social is 14 and 3.
So 17 against a difficulty of 1. Pardon?
Difficulty 1.
Mm-hmm. 17. Wow. Okay. I rolled a, oh my God. I shouldn't have said anything.
What?
I just rolled 2 18s. So. He gets to re-roll one of them.
He gets to re-roll one, yeah.
And I rolled a 20.
That's bad. And that means the assist doesn't get to roll, right?
Womp, womp.
So we failed with a complication.
Oh, no.
Okay, this is how I'm used to rolling, just so you know, by the way.
See, folks, we were getting complacent.
So now my mind... Okay, he was supposed to transport a Federation official.
Whoops.
Failed with a complication. If I was writing this narratively, this person was kidnapped, and Jim, our collaborative game next week would be rescuing that person.
There you go. There you go.
You realize we're going to have to come up with an entirely new ship because of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
All right. Next one. Cornwell, San Juan. A secret research site is testing illegal weapons. What's the personal score here?
Yeah, so Cornwell, her personal is 11 and 3. So we'll start with that, 11 and 3.
14, I need 1 success. Okay.
Dang.
4 and 6, so that's a success with momentum.
Good.
But then the ship also gets to roll.
A 12, you have to beat 12, it's personal.
12, I rolled a 15, no help.
No help. Okay, so at least we have... momentum. +1 momentum. Yeah. So we'll go success.
And we had momentum earlier. We could have used that momentum to maybe help Fox out.
Who thought we needed it for that? I mean, momentum use is not rerolling. You can't use momentum on a reroll.
Oh, you're right. Right.
Yeah. This isn't like that. Yeah. So we currently do have 2 momentum in all. Yep. So mark that there.
Yep.
But yeah, we got cocky. We thought Ambassador Fox could save the world. You couldn't even transport 1 stinking Federation official. I'm not liking Fox right now.
All right, next Thunderbird, Science One, and what's its target number?
The Thunderbird. Let me get it large here. So its science is going to be 13 and 3, so 16. Come on, 16. Get us more momentum.
16, 1 success. Okay. I rolled a 5 and an 11. So that's
perfect.
Momentum with success, or success with momentum.
Yep. That gives us, that puts us at 3 momentum.
3 momentum now. All right. Woo-hoo. Moving on.
We're going to need it for that last one. I'm scared.
Yeah. So.
All right. This is science 2. This is science 2, and we have Wallaby. We have 2 ships assigned to this. Wallaby is 11, and Negrelli actually should lead with this because it has science 11 and 3, and it's bold. So 14, which means we can get a reroll.
So 14, I'm looking for 2 successes. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's 7 and a 4. So there's my 2 successes.
Good.
And then the other one will roll a 1. So that's 2 successes.
Oh, nice.
With the momentum.
Okay, we're stacking the momentum, folks. We'll need this to save our missing Federation official at some point for next game. All right. Boy. So now we have to get personnel 3. We have to get these 2 people whose personnel, if I go with the highest one, 12 mm-hmm. and 2. Styles is, let me blow that up. Styles is, what just happened here? 1 second. Let me make sure not to mess up my... okay, so we have Styles here. His personnel is 12 and 2, so 14. Okay. And then we have Hedfer, who is only 10. So kind of makes me nervous that we should buy a dice or 2 dice. What do you think?
I think we should buy 1.
Okay. So buying a die. So let me put that here, buying die.
And Styles,
so
you said Styles' target number is 14?
Exactly.
All right. I got a 5, a 4, and a 16. So that's 2 successes. Well, that's 2 successes. That's enough. And then Hedfer, her target.
It's not enough. We need, she has to succeed now.
Oh, okay.
This is personal 3.
Her target number is 10.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Oh, she rolled a 4. Yes. Just enough. Woo-hee. Hedfer with the last second dunk shot there at the end.
Yeah. And we end this with 3. Momentum
buzzer beater. Yep.
Okay. So now we need to do something though. We definitely had a fail. So we're going to have to go over to unresolved. This was a routine mission. So based on having an unresolved routine point of interest, if a routine point of interest was not resolved by an asset, Federation Command will step in to commandeer available resources to help meet the ever increasing wartime needs. A randomly selected asset becomes unavailable next campaign turn. If the selected asset is a resource, it is discarded. So how do we randomly select? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wait, is it the assets that we used on that particular mission, or is it any?
Oh, good point.
What page were you on to read that?
Page 88. It says, if a routine point of interest was not resolved by an asset, so we know this was not resolved by Fox and the Dove, the Hiawatha, Federation Command will step in, commandeer available resources to meet the ever-increasing wartime needs. A randomly selected asset becomes an unavailable next campaign turn. So I think what we should do is 50-50, Fox or Dove, right? Because they were the ones assigned to it.
Yeah, I think so. That might be, we should probably ask Al what his intentions were here. Is it a random asset just for the ones that were assigned to that point of interest, or is it all the assets?
That'd be hard because then you kind of have to do math all the time to figure out the role.
Right, right.
I'm going to say it's, for now, I'm going to have to say it's this one since we assigned
two. So, yeah. So one to 10 is the ship and 11 to 20 is Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I rolled a one, so it's the ship.
Wow. Okay, so the ship. So this is interesting. So we lost this Federation official. Oh, and it had a comp on this too. Hold on. We got to look at the comp real quick. This was a serious setback. And so when we rolled that, I forgot to do that. It says if the number of successes scored was less than the difficulty of the conflict and one or more dice rolled a natural 20, then the players have suffered a serious setback. The conflict fails and one of the following happens chosen by the game master. You either one, generate one additional point of interest next campaign turn, two, roll to determine a loss for a ship or character asset used in this conflict, or three, increase the starting threat for the scenario being played out this campaign turn by an amount equal to twice the difficulty of the conflict. That's going to be, that would be different. That's for the scenario if we play it.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. So in this case, should we just generate one additional point of interest next campaign turn?
Yeah. Okay.
So let me put a note here. Generate plus one POI next campaign turn. Okay, and we're losing the Hiawatha, and we'll put Hiawatha can't be used.
Or Dove's Day next. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dove's Day can't be used next. And I'm just going to put this Dove's Day miss one turn. Okay, so we'll know that happened on campaign thing. Okay, so that cleans that up. That was important for everyone. Don't forget, if you roll a comp, check what happens. That's called a serious setback. Okay, so now with that done, we're back at our progression points, right? Because we were successful for everything else. So every exploration point of interest resolved this turn is plus three.
We had one of those.
Where is it?
Number three.
Okay, good. So this was also plus three progression points. That's good. That gives us five so far. We also have three momentum unused at the end of the turn.
Yeah.
And we could save it like we did last time for the next campaign turn, or we could turn it into more progression points.
I think, well, since we just earned three progression, that gives us five. So we're going to make another progression roll.
Yep.
So I would say let's bank the momentum.
Okay, cool. So we're going to bank
it and maybe transfer it next time if we need it.
Okay. And then do the progression roll.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. I rolled a nine, which is careful planning. Saved question mark is yes.
Ooh.
Bait a challenge roll.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really good. So I'm going to put that here. Oops. Let's do that here.
I like it.
That's a really good one. That's especially as we get deeper in the game and it's saved. So you can save this one.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because remember, we're only 4/5 of the way through the first phase. So we're still in the early war here.
Yeah. So does this leaves us with zero progression points now, right?
But three momentum.
Right. Okay. I'll put a note here. Zero progress points left. Okay. Whoo! That was good.
Yeah, that went well.
Yeah. So think about this first phase of the war, Jim, as we think about this for a second. Like, you know, we can go back and look at, in fact, each page now, if you take a look at the four turns, you know, it started with this exploding starbase. this is our entry to the war, was making the choice to lose a starbase. Did you think that made some enemies, maybe even within our own ranks?
I think it set the tone. It made some drama happen early on.
Yeah. And I think the other next neat thing was we had this wrecked starship turn out to be an enemy military vessel that showed up twice.
It showed up twice. Yeah. So that makes me think it's like mercenaries. Maybe it's Nausicaans. Maybe it's Orions. Maybe it's somebody trying to be sneaky here during the war. And who knows where that could go.
Right. And I think there's a link to in round four, the Transport Federation official was probably kidnapped by these forces.
Maybe.
And remember, the Hiawatha class, the Dove's Day, is not available for one turn. Do you think they hijacked it with Maybe. Fox aboard?
Maybe. Yeah.
Right.
And plus the Federation official.
Yeah. I almost feel that when we, yeah, plus the Federation official. And let's see, did we have, I want to look if we had any other failed missions. No, everything else was pretty good.
Yeah.
So I really feel there's something really dirty going on with these ships, these merchant vessels, people posing as Starfleet vessels. They're trying to get another vessel, the Hiawatha, now to add to this. And I feel like we almost have a mission, but when we do captain's log, we have our mission type rolled.
Yeah.
And that we go and play through the 15 randoms with that and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, do we need to create a new ship now for this Federation Klingon War? We have our characters that are based Picard era, for those of you who keep up with our collaborative play, but now do we need to actually, between now and then, whip up two characters and a ship? Or should it be one of these ships? It actually should probably be one of these ships.
Be one of these, I think, yeah.
And then we just generate a captain and a XO, right?
Yeah. Or how maybe we use Cornwell as the captain and Styles as the XO.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Can they can commandeer a ship? We can have them because they have such a good success rate, right?
Exactly.
And this is war. So I think, and if they're on a search mission, I think we're going to pick whether they take, you know, whether they're going to take the Wallaby, which is military 10-4, right? They have the choice of the Wallaby. They have the choice of the Negrelli, which is high on science, so that might be helpful with search and, you know.
Or I think the Thunderbird would be even better for searching because it's got those advanced sensors.
Let's take a look. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. That would make a big difference in the game. And where did our I'm looking for the, there it is. Let me look at, nah, the data list won't apply. That's not good for much.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you're right. So I think it looks like we're going to be looking to have Styles Cornwell take the Thunderbird on a search and rescue to find the Hiawatha. Oh, that's going to be a fun mission.
Or so the Dove's Day, right?
The Dove's Day, yeah. I keep calling it the Hiawatha because of the class, yeah. So that's going to be interesting.
Dove's Dream, sorry.
Yeah, and it seems to be linked to the same pirates who've been capturing vessels. And what was the complication on them? Let me take a look one more time. So they wrecked the starship, turned out to be an enemy military vessel in disguise. Okay, so they've been using the hull plating from our abandoned Starfleet vessels and using them for piracy, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I think Orions are involved. But we'll roll all that up in the next collaborative mission, it sounds like, right?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, and then what we'll do too, between now and then, we'll have to make up, if we succeed in the mission, how that affects our progress points and how it affects, you know, the campaign turns. And if we fail, how it affects. So we're going to have to make that up and really just throw ourselves into it next episode.
Yeah. All right. I'm excited.
Okay, cool. Okay. We have a little story here going. As you see, we're flying at 10,000 feet with admirals now assigning a ship to take a mission. So this is how you play the tactical campaign in collaboration with Captain's Log.
And next week we'll get into the role playing portion of it, and we'll fold that into the ongoing narrative.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
How fun is this? Yeah. Okay.
Fun cool. stuff, man. What's your gratitude, Michael?
I give one more week of gratitude to Al Spader because we're playing with all these cards, and I love reading through them all. And I really think I need to print them out and put them in plastic sleeves. So.
Oh yes,
he's got me with the cards. Yeah. How about you, Jim?
Yep, I think my gratitude also goes to Al for creating these cards. It's such a great tool to help build out this game, And then, as always, my thanks to the fans for being so supportive of the game, supportive of each other, keeping things going here after 8 years. We couldn't be doing this without you. And we hope you are enjoying all these great tools and games and mini games and stuff we're throwing at you. That is all Star Trek. It's all love. All the passion that we all have for Star Trek is getting distilled into it and being thrown out to you. And you're reflecting it back to us, which I really appreciate. I can't wait for Federation Klingon War to get out into the ether, so that more people can start playing it and sharing with it. I've already seen a couple of online play tests on some of the social channels. So I want to see more people playing the game.
Send me those links, please.
Yeah, there's one. It's on the official forums. So, and okay. I know you're anti-forum, but they're on there. So check them out. All so right, thank cool. you. Really appreciate you.
All right, everyone. IDIC.
The longer conversation.
Yep. Conversation continues.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.